Well, besides, you know, getting philosophical, what it really came down to was two things. Anytime you turn the ball over, the volume of time we did on offense doesn't give you a chance to win to start off with, especially when you're a ball control type of team, which we are. You know, you can't lay the ball on the ground. You know, you can't give it to them. You know, that was a big deterrent. And then defensively, I just thought that, you know, that was a culmination of watching, you know, seasons worth of things that worked against us, like double moves and things like that, and just, you know, just totally taking advantage of us on defense. And I just said that, you know, that's what happens when you put on tape. You know, you put on tape negative things, and people are going to try to exploit them. And you know, the learning experience should be, you better understand that once you get something on tape that's a negative, those coaches are going to see that, and they're going to try to go to that well just as well.
Okay, Coach, you mentioned the turnovers. You guys, you know, were in the game, had a lead, and there were a couple turnovers, not to single out just one, but when James Sims had that fumble there in the second quarter, seemed like things really kind of spun out of control from there.
Yeah, I mean, the game's a 3-point game. You know, I believe it was 17-14 at the time. I could be wrong, but I think that's what it was at the time. And, you know, I think that there were four plays in the first half that, you know, I mean, we had two drop passes on third down that killed drives, and twice we laid the ball on the ground. So when you're playing the game the way we play the game at this stage, with this stage of our offense, you just can't let that happen. And they went right for the jugular and took advantage of it.
How big of a surprise was it for you when you saw Richardson come into the ball game for Iowa State?
I'll be honest with you, that it was somewhat of a surprise because, you know, going into the game, all indications were that wasn't going to be the guy, and he certainly had a heck of a day.
Yeah, he hadn't completed a pass all year long, and I would imagine were you pretty impressed by what you saw from him?
Well, what did he throw, 4 incompletions on the day? You know, I'm not sitting here with a stat sheet like you have, but I think if I recall correctly, it looked like something like 23 for 27 for 250 yards and 4 touchdown passes. I mean, that's a good day at the office.
On the flip side, you rotated your quarterbacks today. Tell us what your thinking was and how you used both Crist and Cummings today.
Well, we haven't been throwing the ball very well down the field. Okay, we haven't been doing that at all. So we practiced this week with Michael running our offense, our base offense, which is basically, you know, dives and options and all that other stuff, and then play actions off of it. And then when we were going to go to drop back pass, we were going to go, and Dane was going to be the guy because Dane's a better drop back passer than him.
Finally, Coach, you got one game left. You got a couple of weeks to get ready for West Virginia. How do you get the team bounced back? And they've shown they can bounce back in the past to get one last crack at it.
Well, I think that was my main theme when I was in there, saying as disappointed as I am for those seniors, because I thought we had invested a lot into this game to try to get the seniors walk out of there with a W. I said that they still have one more opportunity. You know, you got Thanksgiving week coming up. There's, you know, there'll be some downtime later on this week to spend with their family and friends. I said, but the bottom line is at least they get one more crack at it.
Coach, thanks for the time.
All right, take care.
Head Coach Charlie Weiss, guys, back to you.
Well, I'm sorry I'm talking to you tonight because my intent was, if we won the game, my intent was to excuse myself from the press conference and let you talk to all those happy campers, those seniors. But being it didn't turn out that way, I think that I should hang around here for a little while and answer a bunch of questions. So on that note, let's go.
You mentioned it just a second ago. You were a little bit surprised by Richardson coming in. Did they do different stuff with him? And obviously you couldn't prepare for him? Or?
Well, actually, they didn't. They were more simple than they've been on tape. You know, they've been quite exotic in the last bunch of weeks, you know, with formations and everything, and I think they just lined up and went right after us and did it very well.
With Dane out there, was that the plan earlier this week to have him out there that much, or is that kind of just...
Well, that was because he was going to throw the drop back passes. You know, that's... You know, we've kind of gotten to the point where, and you watch us play, and you know, when it comes to running our base offense, which at this point, as our offense has evolved, it's been a by far run first offense, which Michael's the best guy to be in there for, you know. But when we got we had a game plan that third and medium to longer, you know, we were going to put him in the game, and then if we were going to throw passes after that down the field, he was going to be the guy that we were going to have throwing the ball down the field, because we felt that we had enough, you know, confidence that Iowa State would try to load up front, and then the next thing we're going to have to do is try to throw behind him, you know, to which we had some moderate success in doing it, but not obviously not enough.
I assume it's something you guys have tossed around before this week. I mean, why did it implement that this week?
Well, when you're getting ready, first of all, it's a carryover from the previous weeks, when what you've done well and what you haven't done well. Okay, and what we haven't done well in the last few weeks is throw the ball down the field. So if we're going to throw the ball down the field, you know, we felt that once you get to third and seven plus, it's not a big secret that unless you're going to go for it on fourth down, you're going to be throwing a drop back pass. So we went with the better drop back passer. But we did it from Monday and Tuesday. This was not like a game time decision. This was something that was planned, how we were going to do this early in the week. And like I said, we had some moderate success, but obviously not enough to be competitive to win this game.
With better hands, is it possible to have gotten some momentum going down through some nice balls?
Like I said, when I was just talking to Nate, I mean, in the first half now, we have two drop passes on third down. I mean, you couldn't throw the ball any better. And two drop passes on third down and two fumbles. And when you're playing a ball control style of offense, you know, obviously the game got away from us. You know, you have to play your margin error. We're not a type of team that you get down 21 and that plays into our strength. You know, that's not as we currently play. I mean, have I been in offenses that play wide open and sling it on every down? Yeah, absolutely. But that's not where we are at this stage. And I think that, like you said, I can think of those four plays in particular. You know, two third down drops on the sideline over there that were, you know, we couldn't throw it any better. And then the two balls we lay on the ground. You think about it now. You know, Michael has a nice run on that first drive right after the fumble. You know, we're out close to midfield and we fumble and give it back to him. Okay, and then James, James puts one on the ground too, and that really hasn't been happening too much either. So, you know, now all of a sudden at halftime, you know, I'm kicking a field goal just to get it to a 3-score game. You know, because you say, well, do you want to go for it? We're down 4 scores. You know, you got to get it to a 3-score game. You're going to get the ball first. You know, if you come out of the gate, you can get one right there. You can get it to 2 scores. But the way we're playing, you know, we're not a 51-point, you know, offense. That's not where we are.
They had a season high at the point at halftime, and you guys have been right around 20 most of the Big 12 games. Did you expect this one to be more of a 21-20, 24-20?
I thought it would be in the 20s. That's where I thought. I thought that they were going to run it, and I thought we were going to run it, and I thought we'd both throw it some. I didn't come in the game expecting to throw the ball 25 times. You know, I expected to throw the ball 15 times and run it an extra 10. So, I mean, we ended up running 35 times and throwing it 25 times, which doesn't sound like a bad ratio. But for us, the way we're playing right now, if we're throwing it that much, that's not a good thing, because it means the game is starting to get away from us. So,
as you're preparing for this game, did you give much thought to the possibility that we could
play? He wasn't, you know, he wasn't even listed in the two deep. You know, so no, I didn't give much thought to it, and maybe I should have. But you know, still, you know, when the guy comes out there, regardless of who it is, I mean, 23 for 27. You know, 4 incompletions on the night, 4 touchdown passes, two of them on double moves, and one of them on a shot play after he rolls to his left, throws back to his right. I mean, we just can't do that. I mean, it doesn't make a difference
I mean, you could be in there throwing a quarterback, you just can't do that. You know, did the kid have a good day? Absolutely, take nothing away from him. You'd have to give a kid credit, but no. No, somebody who was like at the top of my head on that he was going to be playing all day on offense.
What was on Tony's 55-yard touchdown run, what was the play?
Well, when we run that play, which is a flea flicker, and he what Tony's been told, when he hits the ball, that if Dane has anyone on him, he just keeps the ball. So what they did, you know, they anticipated that being a flea flicker. So when Tony got the ball, rather than pitch it to Dane, you know, and I'm not positive, but I think Kale was wide open on the play, but that's beside the point. The guy who that's why the hole was so big, because the guy ran with Dane and just gave Tony the whole side of the field. So Tony came over, so the guy was with Dane, and there was no one there, and now you get Tony in the open field, there's a good chance it's going to turn out the way it turned out.
I mean, that was such one of those big plays, those big momentum plays, you know, got you back on top. Disappointing that it kind of fell apart from there, nothing in your next four drives.
Well, what happened that bothered me the most is it, but seeing those four drives, we have a couple drop balls. So, I mean, you know, it isn't like you call a play, you know, you have a drop ball. It's not something like you plan on, hey, we're going to drop the ball, you know. But at the same time, you know, I think that, you know, we already addressed those four plays offensively. You know, on defensively, we're just giving up too many chunks. And you know, when you give up chunks like that, and all of a sudden, you know, we're hurrying up to kick a field goal on the last play of the half just to get it to 21. You know, and you know, that doesn't bode well for the style that we're currently playing. You know, down the road we might be in a different style where, you know, you have the firepower to do something about that, but you know, we were living very dangerously already at halftime, because it was going to take a perfect half for us to have a chance.
When you're playing receivers that can't get open, and then you're replacing with someone who can get open but drops it, to either one of those give you more hope, or
the same result is that that's what you get. The same result, you know. Hey, look it. We all know, most of you are regulars, have watched all the games, and are pretty astute at following what we do. Okay, and we have guys that have different types of different skills on at the receiver position, and some of them are very physical blockers that you know don't catch as well, and others are catch really well and aren't real physical blockers. So obviously that's going to be one area of concern. Not of concern, one area of development in the offseason that, you know, that comes into play. But in the meantime, I mean, you're mixing and matching, you know, to try to get yourself a chance to get some production in there.
How much of the playbook was used tonight?
I mean, there was a lot of different stuff out there. I mean, how much the playbook? I mean, the playbook's about like this. So each game, what you do is you take from that playbook what you think the things that you think are the best thing to do against that current team. And you also have to factor in, while you ask that question, you also have to factor in as your team is currently constructed. So that's what we did.
With this being the last home game, and your first year here at Kansas, what's your thought with the fans that you've seen here in Lawrence?
Well, first of all, it was a nice turnout tonight, and you can't, you know, I've said all along, you know, look, when I was a fan, I never left games, okay? I stayed to the end, okay? But you can't blame, when you're down 38 to 17 at halftime, are you going to blame them or are you going to blame you? I mean, so I still know there's still some of those students at the end of the game that are still there when I make those guys go over there, and that's not easy now. You just lost a game, now you're going over to sing the alma mater. That's not a whole lot of fun, but I think it also builds character, and I think that that's one of the right things to do. And, you know, there's still plenty of people there at the end of the game, and, you know, I don't know, I really... I think that for a team that's only won one game, I've been pretty pleased with the, I've been pretty pleased with the support the team has actually ended up getting.
Talked a lot about the repeat errors, the stuff they could see on film. How much of that is mental, and how much of it is physical?
Well, I think that they're both of them. I think that that's a valid question because they both come into play. I mean, but for example, let's talk about a double move. Okay, a double move when a guy, you know, quarterback goes a little pump fake and a guy, we call it takes the cheese, takes the bait. Okay, well, when you see it on tape, and you see it happen, and then you go call that and you exploit them in the same thing. Sooner or later, you got to learn. You know, hey, you can't be, you're just going to be taking that bait all the time. Okay, because the only reason why you get beat on those things is because you're trying to make a play. It's not because you're trying to, you know, to look foolish and have somebody run by you. Okay, it's because you're, you know, you haven't noticed the difference between a quarterback hinging, okay, and a quarterback actually stepping to throw. There's a big difference between the two. Some of it comes from, you know, over-aggressiveness. Some of it comes from experience. You know, it's a combination of the two.
The guy who picked off Michael's conversion pass was a D-back, and Tony ran him down from pretty far. Did you think he was going to catch him, or did that surprise you?
Did I think Tony was going to catch him? Yeah, but most important, I did think he was going to catch him. But that tells you a lot about Tony. Just think about now. Okay, Tony had just scored the touchdown. You know, we go double seam, and he just scores the touchdown on a long touchdown pass. So now because it had been a 24 game, I don't know if you guys were thinking with me, but I have to think three touchdowns and 3 2-point conversions. You know, because I'm not figuring on, you know, we have a chance to score four times. I'm just trying to score three times. So they picked that off, and Michael's right to throw that ball too. Because on a 2-point conversion, what do you got to lose? Well, they're going to get two more points? I mean, that isn't like an interception in the field. That is one where you might as well go ahead and throw it up there and give it a chance. But now they're about ready to score two, and that just tells you a lot about Tony. You know, most people wouldn't be hustling like he was hustling. But he was all the way in the end zone. Remember now, he's in the end zone. And he's got to catch that guy all the way down the other end of the field. That's a heck of a hustle play on him. I don't know if you saw me, but I made sure. I didn't congratulate him on the touchdown. I congratulated him on his effort on that play because I thought that says a lot about Tony.
Emotion of senior night, you know, thing that was put on this game. Did you sense that was a factor at all? Did you see anybody playing tight or anything?
No, because actually the game started off okay. You know, I mean, I was a little disappointed that they drove down the field so easily, but then we got the turnover, you know, and they ended up not scoring. And then we got the ball and we started to move it a little bit, and then Michael laid it on the ground and gave it back to him. Okay, but, you know, it's, you know, we're up, they're up, we're up, they're up. I mean, the game's just going along fairly normally to the 17-14 spot. You know, after that, you know, after they took the lead to go 17-14, you know, that's about, you know, it's an exchange going back and forth, and I didn't feel the game getting away from us yet at that point. But then, you know, the game went down in a hurry there later on in that, you know, midway through the second quarter on from there.
Coach, I know there's a game left, and there'll be time down the road for broad reflection. But just right now, what have you seen that gives you hope for the program in this first year so far?
Well,
you mentioned Tony's attitude.
I mean, I think we have as good, if not the best, running backs in the Big 12. It's a good place to start. I mean, because it's James, it's Tony, it's Taylor, it's Brandon. I mean, it's all of them. And they're all back. So think about that here for a second. We can't be worrying about, you know, the off season yet, but you've had because you were inefficient in the pass game, had to morph into this run first team, and now when you can actually, you know, spend some time in the off season, you know, with your current, developing your current guys, and then bringing in new players, and now you can add a complementary passing game to that running game. Now you got something going. It's not a waste. It's there's no waste in that one, because now you got a lot more ways. Look at, we played terrible and we rushed for 250 tonight. I mean, you forget about it. I mean, we actually ran for 250 yards in the game. Doesn't feel like it, does it? I mean, doesn't feel like it to anyone. It feels like you rush for 50 yards. It's pretty bad when you rush for 250 and you're disappointed. I mean, it was still not a bad day at the office run the ball, but guess what? Stats don't mean anything. You know, you get stomped on, you get stomped on. That's just the way it is.
The bye weekend, the holiday next week, do you know what days the players will have off?
Yeah, they're going to have Thursday off for sure. You know, but no, I told them a while ago, the first bye, we worked through the first bye. So they didn't get time off on the first bye. Thanksgiving to me, when you don't have a game, go home for Thanksgiving.
Hey, Jesse.
I think that's what the purpose of Thanksgiving is, to be around family and friends. And there's a lot of people who don't live here. You know, we have a lot of guys from different spots, so they'll be practicing through Wednesday. But Wednesday there's no school, so instead of practicing later, we'll practice early so they can go ahead and get out of here and go spend some time with their families for Thanksgiving.
How was the uniform change announced to the players?
It wasn't announced to them. They walked in. They were sitting after warm-ups, and then they saw them there, and they had a lot of juice in there, and put them on there, and it had what it normally does. You know what it normally lasts for about half a quarter. That's how long it normally lasts. And guess what? It lasts for about a half a quarter. You know, just like when you give one of those big inspirational speeches, they usually last, you know, about 5 minutes into the game. And then when somebody punches you in the mouth, okay, you get back to reality and the game becomes the game. I did that for the seniors. That wasn't for a cycle. I wanted to do something special. I mean, to get that done with no one knowing about it, I mean, that takes a lot of work, with no players and no coaches knowing you're doing it. But I wanted to do something special for the seniors. Didn't work, but I'll tell you what, I'm always going to be trying stuff to get something to work. Always. I'll never stop trying. I'll always keep trying.
Following up on the Thanksgiving question, would you rather be playing next week?
Personally?
Yeah.
I hate byes, personally. Okay, but if you're going to have a bye, Thanksgiving weekend isn't a bad time to have one. You know, because, you know, I think that, look, and I'm not going to get philosophical. I'm here to, you know, practically answer questions after what I call rather poor performance. I think to hang the players out to dry and not come up here and speak to you, I think would be inappropriate on my part. But because there is a bye and it is Thanksgiving, I mean, I think that Thanksgiving has a special meaning, you know, where you have to think about, you know, think about all the people who have done things in your life. And I will definitely spend time talking to them when it gets to Wednesday about, you know, making sure they pick up the horn and thank some people that have done things positively in their life. It's a good teaching moment, to be honest with you. Would I rather be playing next Saturday? You betcha. And you want to know why? Because I'm losing a week of recruiting, selfishly. You know, but not playing next week means that week you're getting ready for West Virginia, when it's legal to be in a contact period, you lose that week of recruiting. Now, what's going to end up happening is right after Thanksgiving, the first day we could be on the road is Sunday, and I know I'm flying all over the place on Sunday, because I'm going to have four visits set up for the Sunday after Thanksgiving, because it's the first day we can have contact. Okay, but now you have to come back and get ready to play the West Virginia game, because the most important thing is, you know, giving yourself a chance to win that game. You good? Anyone else?
Any receivers? I know you can't say the names. Any 11 receivers you're visiting? I know you can't say the names.
I'd say there's a good chance of that. As a matter of fact, it might be more than one, as a matter of fact. To be honest with you. And to be even more practical, it's two of the four. Because I do happen to know who I'm going to see, just in case you're wondering. Okay? All right.